You're listening to SBS News.
After 4 years in immigration detention, the Nuttasalingam asylum seeker family has returned home to Bilawila.
Thank you to all in Bilaw community, wonderful friends. I'm starting new life. I joined in my family. So happy. Thank you.
It's been a long journey for Priya, her husband Nardes, and their daughters Gupika and Tanika, who have been waiting 1,200 days for this moment. At a small airport near the central Queensland town, they were enthusiastically greeted by supporters and friends. After disembarking, Sri Lankan-born mother Priya was embraced by her husband when she became tearful, blowing kisses at the crowd. From Sri Lanka to Bilawila to Christmas Island and Perth and back. The family began the journey back to Bilawila after the new Labor government granted them temporary bridging visas. It was one of Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's key election promises. Bharathan Vijayapathy is from the Tamil Refugee Council and says it's easy to blame the last government.
But it was the previous government to that that actually put them in this predicament in the first place. It was a Labor Party that, you know, stands by their policies that they had then. That put the Nuttasalingam family in this situation.
The decision to return the family came after years of public legal battles, advocacy and detention following their removal from the central Queensland town they had made their home. The family of asylum seekers from Sri Lanka's Tamil minority, also known as the Marugapans, said they would face persecution if deported to Sri Lanka. In 2012, Nuttasalingam Marugapan, known as Nardes, arrived in Australia via a people smuggler boat. A year later, Priya arrived in the Cocos Islands, also by people smuggler boat, and travelled on to Australia, where she met Nardes. She said she had fled Sri Lanka for India over two decades ago due to the war and her family being targeted. In 2014, Nardes and Priya married while both on temporary bridging visas and settled in Bilawila. Nardes began working in the local abattoir and the couple became established in the Bilawila community. Their two daughters were born in Bilawila. The family was taken from the town in March of 2018 when Priya's visa was about to expire and placed in immigration detention, sparking a campaign demanding their return.
Let them stay! Let them stay! Let them stay! Let them stay! Let them stay!
But the previous federal government and several court decisions said they did not meet refugee requirements. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison says no exceptions could be made.
It's about doing the right thing by the national interest. It's not about chasing public sentiment. Now, border protection, national security is not about chasing Twitter public sentiment.
Now, speculation is mounting over whether the new federal Labor government will grant them permanent visas. Bilawila resident Anne has told SBS News she's been working hard to prepare for their arrival.
Well, they've been through, you know, horrific times in the past and, you know, the trauma, that's going to take them a long time to get over. I was setting up the house today and I've set up the girls' bedroom, but they still sleep or share the same bed with their parents. And I think that's probably even going to happen more so back in Bilaw, because remember, this is the town where they were rudely awakened 5 a.m. and snatched virtually from their beds. So I think there's going to be a long healing process.
Meanwhile, resident Alex Wilson says he understands some people in the town could have reservations about their return.
From what I've heard, it sounds like they sort of just sort of try to come to Australia, but didn't really do it through legit reasons. So if they want to come, that's fine, but just do it the right way. Because a lot of people that are still in the bloody camps waiting to come in Australia, and they've come and may have taken someone else's spot who really needed it. So, but then again, they've been here long enough, they haven't causing troubles, everyone's happy with them. It's just unfortunate circumstances, really.
Banana Shire Council Mayor Neville Ferrier says the vast majority, he puts it at about 70%, are supportive.
We didn't realise how big effect it had on the rest of Australia from here in Billawheeler, you know.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, yeah, you're pretty proud of what you do, aren't you? You know, it's women are fantastic. Can't believe it. They can stick it for 4 years like they have, you know. And a lot of times it didn't look like they were going to win. They'll have a good life here. Yeah, they're home just like a family, so they'll be as safe as anything here. So they'll be right.
Meanwhile, Anne says no doubt they'll face a new set of challenges in Billawheeler. But for now, their biggest hurdle is trying to source a car for the family and putting on Tanaka's all-pink-themed fifth birthday.
They call me Grandma Anne and my husband Grandpa John, so, yeah, we just can't wait to see them. And I've actually organised Tani's fifth birthday for Sunday, so that's been really exciting. It's pink, everything's pink. Yes, and a local lady, one of our Home to Billow team members, is making just a nice little cake for Tani, and she wanted a koala, so I can't wait to see this creation. Yes.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.